You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson. And welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bible to the great book of 1 Samuel, chapter 19, verse 1, where we left off last time. 1 Samuel, chapter 19, verse 1. Everybody in the world is invited to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. First of all, we're live on the air with SoundCloud, Facebook, and True Social taping. When we go off the air, we have prayer meeting with fervent prayer for America, and God is answering our prayers. Amen. However, on the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., I serve you LOL, lots of love for you. On that first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., do come. On that Wednesday, I am not teaching, I'm not on the air, but I pray for every single person who comes in here, no matter how long it takes, one by one, individually, personally, specifically. You're invited to come up to the prayer bench. Scott Merson's on one side. He's an anointed man of God. He agrees with me, and I'm on the other. We have three segments. The first segment is a prayer for healing, physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing. We anoint with oil, as we instructed to, James 5, 13 to 17. God still heals, so bring your sick loved ones. Then we have a segment for deliverance from drugs, from alcohol, from pornography. Do not be ashamed. There before the grace of God go all of us. And then, last but not least, one by one, when you come up, I ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for you, for me, for you, with groanings which cannot be uttered, that I pray according to Father's will for you. Romans 8, 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He very often comes through and tells you things that you don't even know about yourself. It's wonderful. Also, everybody in the world is also invited to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, and True Social taping. I'm in Sanctuary, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place, the very healthy produce place. I get my fruits and vegetables from there. It's at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there. You'll see a sign, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. Excuse me. As the curtain comes up now on 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 1. From God's heart to my heart to your heart. God will not be mocked. Amen. If you mock God, God will mock you. Amen. God will not be mocked. If you mock God, God will mock you. Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever anyone sows, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. God will not be mocked.
Amen. Verse 1. And Saul spoke to Jonathan his sons and to all his servants that they should kill David.
Now this is very hard for Jonathan. God has called Jonathan to be a kindred spirit, best friend, prayer partner to David. They're on the same page with God. They both love God. But King Saul is his dad. Now earlier, King Saul had feigned, pretended to love David. He even let him marry his daughter Michal. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, God's word says, these things happen to these people in the Bible for an example, a warning, an admonition for those of us who come to the end of the age. We are at the end of the age. King Saul is a type here of the Antichrist, the fake Christ, who pretends to be Jesus, who comes before Jesus. He's a devil with his Jesus costume on. Now, he's going to pretend to love all of us. He's going to say peace and safety, cause craft to prosper. Butter's in his mouth, but war is in his heart. He is the devil pretending to be Jesus, and he comes to steal and kill and destroy. The whole world will worship him, half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, the five foolish virgins, and anyone who worships him, you'll have the death of the soul.
Verse 2. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself till the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself.
Obviously, there's a palace place there, and there are different condominiums. David and Michal live there, too. Jonathan says, David, don't go home tonight. My dad wants to kill you. Hide in a secret place. Jonathan knows where the secret place is. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my strength, he is my fortress. In him will I trust. Amen. We hide in the secret place, the heart of God.
Amen. Verse 3. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field.
Right where you are, but I won't let him know you're there.
Where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see I will tell thee.
I'm going to find out for sure if he's changed his mind, David. I'll let you know.
Verse 4. And Jonathan spoke good of David to Saul his father, and said to him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee. And because his works have been to thee very good.
Dad, David killed Goliath. He plays his little harp when the demons come on you. He's killed the Philistines. Don't give evil for good, Dad.
Verse 5. For he did put his life in his hands.
When David, a teenager, 17, 18, 19, ran against the giant, he only had a slingshot and a stone. I mean, he took his life in his hand.
And slew the Philistine. And the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel.
Through David, God saved Israel. Amen. Jesus, the Son of God, came to this planet to save all people, all nations, if we would let him.
Praise the Lord.
Thou sawest it and didst rejoice.
Saul did rejoice at first. He was glad Goliath was dead, but he lost his joy when the damsels were playing and singing and praising David more than they praised Saul. He was very, very jealous. The Antichrist is very jealous. He's a devil of Jesus. He always wanted to be God. That's why he's coming back to try it out one more time. He's not going to make it.
Wherefore then wast thou sin against innocent blood? Slay David without a cause.
There's no cause.
Verse 6. And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan.
Hey, he paid attention.
And Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain.
Uh-oh. The devil is a liar, Jesus said in John 8, and the father of lies. Saul is pretending to do all right by David, but he still plans to kill him. When the Antichrist comes, the devil with his Jesus costume on, before Jesus comes, he's going to say, peace and safety. Love me, I'm your Savior, Theosata, God's Savior. That's Greek for Theosata, God's Savior, but Jesus is the Savior. But he's come to kill you, because if you worship him, you will have the death of the soul. I'll say that twice in this teaching because he's about to come. You've got to know the difference between the fake Christ and the real Christ. Amen. He's going to look just like Jesus, talk like him. Two horns of a lamb and the voice of a dragon. But he's lying to you.
Amen.
Verse 7. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things.
This is what Dad said. He's not going to kill you, David. Jonathan's trying to give his dad the benefit of the doubt.
And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past.
Okay, David's back in there. But David has a baptism of the Holy Spirit. When you have the anointing, you have one of the gifts of Holy Spirit, many of the gifts, one of them, discernment of spirits. David knows that not all is well spiritually with Saul, so he's going to keep a high watch. He's going to guard. As the Antichrist is about to approach, it's getting ready. We're on the threshold. All that's going on in the world, all this communism, socialism, Marxism, gender rot, this is getting ready for the Antichrist. Keep a high watch. Don't let down your guard. You better stay awake, church.
Amen.
Verse 8. And there was war again. And David went out and fought with the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter.
That war with the Philistines kept on happening there. David killed them. Jesus says in Mark 24, he says, just before the Antichrist comes, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Right now, we've got Ukraine, we've got Syria, we've got Russia, we've got China, and the war between the devil and Jesus in America. Wars, wars, rumors of wars. But the reason is, it's taking you off guard. Because when the Antichrist comes calling himself Jesus, God's Savior, he's going to say peace and safety. And that's going to cause many Christians to stumble, because what we all want now is peace. Amen. Watch out.
And they fled from him. Verse 9. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul.
Now, God didn't send that evil spirit. What happened? Saul had rejected God. When you reject God, God will reject you. And then you are open game for the devil. You're at the devil's mercy, and he has no mercy. Even Christians who refuse the Holy Spirit, who refuse to yield, who go away from Jesus, demons come and attack you.
And he sat in his house with his javelin,
a spear,
his hand, and David played with his hand.
Okay, he's going to play his little harp. Music soothes a savage beast, but not this time.
Verse 10. And Saul smote to smite David even to the wall with his javelin.
Now, this is the third time Saul has done this. Three strikes, you're out.
But he slipped away out of Saul's presence. And he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God would not permit anything to happen to you, trouble, tribulation, that you're not able to bear it. He will, with the trouble, make a way that you may be able to escape.
Amen.
Jesus says in Matthew 25 that the elect who are not deceived by the Antichrist will escape the tribulation of the Antichrist. Now, it does not mean they're going to be gone away. David's still here, and we're still here. What it means, we will not be tempted by him. We have heard the truth, and we're going to wait for the true Christ. We will not be deceived. We'll escape the deception.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 11. Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning.
Okay. He sends some messengers there, and he said, watch that front door. When David comes out in the morning, kill him.
I'm sure David's wife told him, saying, if thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain.
Michal loves David. A woman kind of knows what's going on in her home. She probably peeped out the window and saw those messengers there, and she warns David. Michal now becomes a type of the two witnesses of Revelation 11 and also of Zechariah. The political system of Antichrist comes first. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then the Antichrist comes, times, times, and a half time. But just as he comes, just a few days, there were two people, two witnesses. It does not say they're male or female, symbolized by Michal. They will tell you the Antichrist is about to come. Don't fall for his trap.
Verse 12. So Michal let David down through a window.
Out the back way there, escape.
And he went and fled and escaped.
This was a new season for David. There'll be quite a while here where he's going to have to run from Saul, run to escape. Now, right now, perilous times are here. The political system of the Antichrist the first times and a half years of Daniel's 7 years, they're already here, communism, socialism, Marxism. They're trying to lure you in, and they're deceiving God. They're mocking God with a gender rot, with a climate change, and all kind of lies. Now, you have to be very careful. You got to keep a high watch, or you're going to be taken in by that. You're going to forget Jesus because you're going to be trying to keep your head above water. Stay with Jesus. Stay with the truth.
Amen.
Verse 13. And Michelle took an image and laid it in the bed.
This is called a teraphim. It's a heathen idol. Her dad, King Saul, has stopped worshiping God and going to worshiping idols. Thank goodness she doesn't worship him. She says, I'm going to put him in the bed here. He's a man-sized image.
I put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster.
My pillow.
And covered it with a cloth.
It was customary that time when they slept to put a little cloth over their face. So what she's doing, she's taking her dad's idol and making a figure of David there so they would think David was in the bed. What you do, Christian, perilous times are here, but you can have peace in these perilous times.
Amen.
What the enemy brings to you for evil, let God turn it for good.
Amen.
Use it to beat the devil up.
Amen.
Verse 14, and when Saul sent messages to take David, she said, he is sick.
She says, David's sick, he can't come now.
Verse 15,
covert activity.
And Saul sent the messages again to see David, saying, bring him up to me in the bed that I may slay him.
Saul sheds all pretense of being a man of God or loving David. He lets it all hang out. This is his daughter's husband, and he wants to kill him. The political system of the Antichrist used to say they cared about the poor and the needy. They're letting it all hang out.
Yeah.
They're letting all kinds of evil people, drug traffickers, human traffickers, slave traffickers, terrorists, crooks, come down nation, and they are going to actually destroy the poor of the land.
Yeah.
They have finally lost their cover. We now see the communist, socialist, Marxism, the political system, the democratic leftists are not what your grandmothers used to think.
Amen.
They are now totally devil people.
Yeah.
And they let it all hang out. There's no deception. We see what they are.
Amen.
Verse 16. And when the messengers were come in, behold, there was an image in the bed with a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster.
Okay, they see it's not David.
Verse 17. And Saul said unto Michal, why hast thou deceived me so, and such a way mine enemy?
Michal is taking her life in her hands. This is her father. He's the king. She's betraying him to save her husband, David. He could kill her. Jesus says, it is better not to fear for the death of your body, rather fear the death of your soul.
Amen.
But he has escaped. And Michal answered Saul, he said to me, let me go. Why should I kill thee?
Dad, he said if I didn't let him go, he'd kill me. Okay, covert activity. That's okay. Maybe that'll give peace to her dad for a moment.
Verse 18. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah.
Samuel is a prophet. We haven't heard from him lately. He lives in Ramah. David does a very wise thing. The enemy is after him, like the devil's after some of you. He doesn't try to handle it on his own. He doesn't say, I can do this. He goes where the man of prayer is. Oh, church people, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a man of some is, especially in these last times. Hebrews 10:25. Some of you don't ever know how to find a prayer warrior. They are people of God who let the Holy Spirit pray through them. And the Holy Spirit will pray through them for you with groanings which cannot be uttered. And then God will answer your prayer. You don't even go to church. You don't even go to prayer meeting. You need to come to prayer meeting more than ever before. We need each other. You're not going to make it on your own. You need to go to church and learn how to pray and have people praying with you. There is power in prayer. No power. Prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power.
Amen. I told him all that Saul had done to him.
Prophet Samuel is trying to kill me. I know you said God anointed me, but I don't think I'm going to make it. Now, the book of Daniel says that at the very end, we're at the end, the devil and his political system, they are here now, are going to try to wear out the saints. Is David going to be worn out? No. He's going to get up, dust himself off, and get back in the race. Stop being depressed. Stop saying, I can't do it. Take up your bed. Trust in the Lord. Say the word. Do the word. And Holy Spirit will get you safely through.
Amen.
Don't you dare fold.
Amen.
And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Nile. Verse 19.
Nyack is where the school of prophets was. Samuel had formed a university for the school of prophets of God. He would train them and they would learn to prophesy. Now Saul knew where that was because before he went evil, he went there and prophesied. Some of the great prophets went to that school, Elijah and Elisha. And at one time in the Bible, there was a woman named Huldah, and she was a prophet to the prophets. She taught the prophets how to prophesy. A woman. Imagine that.
And it was told Saul, saying, David is in Nayok in Ramah.
Okay. He's at the school of prophets. Saul knows where this is. Saul now thinks he is king. He's misguided. He has delusions of grandeur, and he thinks he's anointed, but it's a fake anointing. The Antichrist is going to come back, and he's going to seem to have the anointing to deceive the whole world and half the body of Christ, but he's a false prophet. He has a fake anointing. He's going to deceive people with signs and lying wonders. But he's narcissistic, actually thinks he's God.
Verse 20. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they all prophesied.
God will not be mocked. Okay. These messengers are sent there. And they're going to kill David. They're going to kill Saul. When these messengers get there, they are not good people. They're not God's people. They're going to kill. But the anointing of the Holy Spirit is so powerful that they cannot stand up under it. You have power after the Holy Spirit's come upon you. Now, we know they were not true prophets. So what's happened here? Why are they prophesying? God is mocking them. God would not be mocked. For homework, you might like to read Numbers chapter 22, 23, 24. There was a prophet called Balaam. He was disobeying God, and he was riding his donkey. A donkey is a jack eight, you know what. Okay. Well, Balaam refused to obey God. So God, mocking Balaam, is the greatest ventriloquist in the world. He speaks through Balaam's donkey and tells Balaam, if you don't stop, you're going to be killed. There's an angel with a sword there. Did the Balaam donkey tell the truth? Yes, he did. He really spoke the true words of God. Is a Balaam donkey a prophet? No. A donkey, by any other name, is still a donkey. A jackay, by any other name, is still a jackay. What happened with these first messengers? The anointing was so powerful, God knocked them down. I have seen in services, even here, people who were lost, filled with demons, they could not stand the anointing. They would make noise. They would bump things over, knock things over, and run out the door. They can't stand it.
Amen.
But what it was, they were not true prophets. That God was just playing his Balaam donkey trick.
Verse 21. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise.
Two strikes. Okay, they did the same thing. Now, just before the Antichrist comes, and even right now, he has already sent his political system. They're alive and doing all this evil on the world. communism, socialism, Marxism, taking over the world, gender rot, climate change, lies. Now, they're coming and they're going to try to convince you that their God, their daddy, is the real Jesus. They're coming there. They are lying to you and they are not telling you the truth. But because they're so powerful, they're going to convince many.
And Saul sent messages again the third time, and they prophesied also.
Three strikes, you're out. Now, the third time, this will be just as the Antichrist is about to come. The fallen angels of Genesis 6, Nephilim, who refused to be born of women, but came in and married the beautiful daughters of Ethadam and produced giants, they are coming. A little bit of them are becoming now, some of those, many of those gender thing, drag queens, those are not people, those are demons. And they are coming, and they're going to go into the church. Saul is sending these messages to Nayak, the school of prophets, the holy sanctuary. These fallen angels are going to come into the Christian church to deceive, if it were possible, God's very elect. They're going to seem to have the anointing. They're going to be charismatic. They're going to speak great swelling words. And half the body of Christ, the five foolish virgins of Matthew 25, will be deceived because they are that good. This is what this is typical of right here.
Verse 22. Then went he also to Ramah.
Saul says, I'm going to go to the holy place. I'm going to go to the school of prophets. And so the political system is doing their damage. The false prophets are talking. The Nephilim are beginning to talk and speak and coming. And it's now about time on the threshing hole of instead of Christ. Revelation 12, Michael will kick him out of heaven. He will come to the holy place, the devil with his Jesus costume on, looking just like Jesus. Two horns of a lamb and the voice of a dragon. Signs and lying wonders. Beautiful. He'll land his feet in the holy place, Jerusalem. And he's going to deceive the whole world. He is so narcissistic. He actually thinks he can be God. He always wanted to be God. Isaiah 14, Lucifer, I will be God. He's going to come back for one more trial. Will you be deceived?
No. We came to a great well that is in Sychar.
A well of salvation. When the Antichrist comes, he'll say, I have come to save you. Oh, look at the wars and rumors of wars. I am your Prince of Peace. I will give you peace. I'll give you money. Worship me. Fall down, worship me. Just take my mark. Mark my mark in your mind. Worship me in your mind. Do my work, and I will give you peace. I will save you, world. And the whole world, Romans 13, will go to him to be saved. Half the body of Christ, Christians, will go to him to be saved. Not you. You be those five wise virgins, Matthew 25. You just heard the truth.
Amen. And he asked and said, where are Samuel and David?
So, King Saul goes and says, where are Samuel and David? Now, the people there are going to tell Saul, because he's the king, when the Antichrist comes, and the whole world is worshiping him, and half the body of Christ, he wants the whole world to worship him. He's going to say, where are those elect Christians who will not worship him? And the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John say, the deceived Christians who think the devil is Jesus, they're deceived, will turn the elect in, thinking they're doing us a favor. It says they will turn us to death. Death's name is the devil. Brothers shall turn the brother to death. Mother, the daughter to death, father, the son. In other words, Christians in the church will think that we are lost and they will turn us in to the devil. They think he's Jesus and try to get him to save us. That's how he's going to find us. This is good. This is God's plan. This is our destiny. We're going to get to stand before him and expose him.
Amen.
Not one hair of your head shall be harmed. Luke 21.
Amen. And one said, behold, they are at Neok in Ramah.
They're at the school of prophets. Okay. So King Saul has no reverence for God's place, so he goes and go. He's going to go there.
Verse 23, and he went thither to Neok in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also, and he went on and prophesied until he came to Neok.
All the way there, the anointing of God's very elect is powerful, powerful, powerful. You receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you. Samuel, David, the prophets praying. That anointing touched him and got him. And God was mocking him. He was mocking God, and God was mocking him. But, you see, he thinks he's got the anointing. He's a false prophet. The devil is the unholy trinity. Like our God is the holy trinity. God the Father, Yahweh. God the Son, Yeshua, Jesus. God the Holy Spirit, Holy Work, Elohim. The devil is a copycat. He is the Antichrist. He's the beast. And he's the false prophet. And so now he's going to be the false prophet. They're all one.
Then Rhema, verse 24. And he stripped off his clothes also, and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night.
Can you imagine Samuel, the prophet, and David looking at him? When the very elect had delivered up to the Antichrist, Luke chapter 12, we're told to let the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ruach, speak through us in his language. It's the same language as Pentecost, Acts 2. It's a heavenly language. It's called tongues in the English translation. When we do that, it is going to strip naked the deception of the Antichrist. He will be exposed because it says, then the gospel shall be preached in the whole world, and then the end shall come. That means that's the end of his deception. We will strip him naked. So Saul here is a false prophet, and he's a false prophet, and he's stripped naked of his kingship.
Amen. Wherefore they said, is Saul also among the prophets?
Now back in 1 Samuel chapter 10, when Samuel anointed Saul to be the first king, Saul got the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But the people with whom he grew up, they remember that he was a bumbling and idiot kind of, not very sharp there. And so they said, that's amazing. Is Saul a prophet? And it became a proverb. Any time anything happened that could not be possibly so, they would say, is Saul a prophet also? So Samuel and David and the prophets were mocking Saul, and God was mocking Saul because Saul was mocking God. Right now, the first piece of Revelation 13, this political system of Antichrist is mocking God. They're saying there are all kind of genders. God will not be mocked. Amen. They're just two, male and female. They're saying they're going to take all of our electricity and goods away because they don't control the climate. They're mocking God. God is the weather God.
Amen.
And the Antichrist is coming back, and he's going to say that he is Jesus, but he's mocking God. For then Jesus will come.
Amen.
God will not be mocked. If you mock God, God will mock you. Galatians chapter 6, 4 through 6. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Amen.
God will not be mocked. I pray you
Amen.
Are blessed.
Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the Produce Place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, Miss Sherry. What a timely message, right?
Very perfect timing. Yeah, God's perfect timing is
timing.
Always right.
Amen.
Well, David left his stuff in the car. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:11.
Absolutely perfect. We did not collude. You are led by the Holy Spirit. Before I pray for healing, let's pray for you to be saved all over this world. I'm sure somebody out there is not saved, and the Lord wants you to be saved. Well, it's later than you think. Pray this prayer with you. Mean it from your heart, and God will save you right now. Here we go. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I turn from them.
I turn from them.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart.
Forgive all my sins. Wash them all away with your precious blood. Baptize me with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Put me where you want me in your church. And make me usable.
To win many souls to Jesus.
I confess with my mouth. That Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, for those here in cyberspace, the book of Romans says, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Death and life are the power of the tongue. You need to tell people? I invite you to tell me. In a little while, my announcer, Scott, will give you my telephone number. That is my voicemail. I invite you to call me. Leave a confession on there. When I get it, I'll pray for you and welcome to the family of God. I will also give you my email in a moment. My email or my telephone, you may call me with your confessions of faith, your prayer requests, or your questions. So that's telephone or my email. Now, what you want to do is get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. I suggest the King James Bible is the only one they haven't tampered with one way or another. It's the only one that you could trace almost every word back to the original language in which Holy Spirit dictated it. Hebrew, Greek, Chaldee, Aramaic, Syriac. Read that Bible every day. Not your little devotional books, they're all right, but read the Bible. And you want to find a place in your home, just you and God. No noise, no music, no cell phones, no people. You and God. Develop your prayer life. Pray to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, don't do all the talking. Listen to him. Develop that prayer life, because that is going to be your power through all that's coming up now. That's going to be your power. And go to church. Find a church that teaches God's word, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Why is that important? Because God's Bible tells you to do. Paul said, read this epistle in the church. Isaiah 28 says, line by line. And make sure that the mental there is baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads and governs every aspect of that. And also that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in full operation, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now you want to go every time the church opens, be on time. If you put God first, he'll put you first. Yeah. You go on the Sabbath. If your Sabbath is Sunday, go then. If it's on Saturday, go then. But also go midweek, because that is the prayer. People who don't know how to pray, come on Wednesday and begin to learn how to pray. And prayer is the power. Prayer is the power in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you. I love you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, there are people who are having problems in their private areas. Male parts, groans, and female parts. And you know that. All hernias be gone. Groins be healed. Uterus be healed. Menstrual cramps stop. Divine order in the female parts. Divine order in the male parts. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. We all say,
I agree in Jesus' name.
This is your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's closer to you than hands are breathing. No greater love is this, that a man laid out his life for his friend. Give it all up for him. There's not one thing in this world worth 2 cents right now. Amen. The only thing is Jesus, and to be led by the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus is coming again. Don't forget that. I love you too. I'm looking forward to next time when you and I get together as the family of God all over the world. My new friends, welcome. I feel your spirit, everybody in here, to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's modern worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Hi, everyone. I'm Danny Whiting, the new general manager for FM radio station WMIE 91.5, and it's time for our semi-annual fundraiser. Offering this year's appeal will begin Monday, April 17th, and continue through April 24th. I hope that you will prayerfully consider making a donation to WMIE's radio ministry so that we can continue to bring you sound preaching, Bible teaching, and worship music through the airways. You can send your donations via mail to WMIE 1150 West King Street, Cocoa, Florida 32922, or you can call us with your pledge at 321-632-1000, and we'll take your information over the phone, or even more convenient, you can go to WMIEFM.com and click on the donate to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless.
Take a look at the mountain, stretching a mile high. Take a look at the ocean, far as your eye can see. And think of me. Take a look at the desert, do you feel like a grain of sand? I am with you wherever, where you go is where I am. And I'm always thinking of you. Take a look around you. I'm spelling it out one by one. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today and tomorrow. I'll face in the city, and just a tear on a crowded street, but you are one in a million, and you belong to me. And I want you to know that I'm not letting go, even when you come undone. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today and tomorrow. I'll say it again and again. I love you more. I love you more, yeah. Shine.
For your name, come Holy Spirit. for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me. What can I say? You took my sin and shame, a sinner called by name. Praise is the Lord. Praise is the Lord. For we know your truth. Forgiven is my sin, Jesus, my only hope, the Savior of the world. Great is the Lord, we cry. God, let your kingdom come. Your word has led. Thank you for saving me. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
Every trial and greatest gain, every failure.